أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, for the tradition that we want to look at, we actually are not going to look at the direct words and statements of the Messenger of God or his noble family members, but rather we want to look at one of the customs, one of the norms, one of the traditions which speaks about the way of life of the Messenger of God. Now we know that the Quran tells us in a beautiful passage where Allah tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that indeed in the Messenger of God you have the most perfect example. We as believers are obligated to follow the tradition, the sunnah of Rasulullah. We have to take from his life example both in the obligatory aspects and also in the recommended. We need to try and emulate his life pattern and example as much as we can. And in today's discussion we want to look at how the people around the Messenger of God, his family and the noble companions, how they described the Messenger of Allah and how we can implement this in our day-to-day life. We read the following in the books of traditions. Indeed, he, the Prophet, would beautify himself for his companions, just as he used to beautify himself for his family members. And he has said, indeed, Allah loves for his servants that when they go out to meet their brothers in faith, that they prepare themselves and beautify themselves. Now obviously it goes without saying that this is something that we need to think about and act upon within our lives. Just as when we go to work, we ensure that we have showered, have clean clothes, we look good, we smell good, we also need to ensure that this is a custom which is practiced every day of the week, including and most importantly when we come to the mosque, when we come to the religious centers. Unfortunately, sometimes we see that Muslims tend to lack in this area, where they don't always practice good personal hygiene. And this obviously causes difficulties for people around them. We see that the Messenger of God was very particular in the way he looked. He ensured that he looked in the mirror, or that he, you know, ensured his appearance was proper before he left the home. We are told in the traditions that he would actually spend not excessive, but he would spend enough money on ensuring that he smelled good, and he encouraged his companions to also do the same, not only for their family members, for their spouse, for their children, but also when they went out in public. And as the Messenger, we see from his example in his life that he gave the utmost importance to clean clothes and to leading a clean lifestyle. In fact, in one of the traditions, we are told that an-nidhafatu min al-iman, that cleanliness is actually a part of faith. And that one who has no cleanliness in his or herself, in their surroundings, in their life, then they are actually devoid or lacking in a part of their faith. So as the Messenger has told us, we as believers need to ensure that we look presentable, that we are decently dressed, appropriately dressed, and that we look proper in all times. And especially, again, we stress on the fact, especially when we come to the religious gatherings, when we are around the company of our fellow brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.